Formic, the big bug. Paul, come on down.
This is based on a true story. The big bug. One morning, when Gregor Samsa woke from troubled dreams, he found himself transformed in his bed into a large bug. He rolled this way and that. Then, with his six new legs, he threw off the covers, rolled over, spread his wings, and took flight. Gregor Samsa flew over his bed. Then he dove by his nightstand. He flitted over his windows and curtains, then buzzed about his closet. As he was about to circle back to his bed, he heard someone's voice. "Who's that?" Gregor said in his new tiny insect voice. "It's me, Franz Kafka, your creator. Get back in that bed." "You're my creator?" Gregor asked. "Yes, you're my protagonist in my short story. See here?" Kafka turned the manuscript towards Gregor. "You're supposed to fret about your family and not getting to work." "Man, that sounds like a drag," Gregor said. "I think I just like to fly around. It's a real gas." "No, no, no," Kafka said. "You're not supposed to enjoy yourself. I created you as a metaphor of the modern age. Your metamorphosis into a vermin illustrates the absurdity of modernity. You are alienated from your work. You're alienated from your family, even yourself. So alienated that you never consider the preposterousness of becoming an insect." "But this is fun. I can fly," Gregor said. "Watch as I adhere myself to this wall with my six new legs." With that, Gregor flew and alit upon his bedroom wall. "Sorry, I'm the author here," replied Kafka. "Now start worrying about getting to work." "Work, schmirk," said Gregor. "There are advantages to not having opposable thumbs. I couldn't do any work even if I wanted to." With that, Gregor took flight again, buzzing about his bedroom. "Stop, stop," Kafka cried. "Consider what you're doing." "You're the author. You're the one who consider what you're doing," Gregor said. "You would have me suffer for your story. Having one more creature suffer, a human being, even an insect, increases the suffering of the entire world. You have a choice. You can make the entire world drearier. Me, an insect, worrying about my family and not getting to work. Or you can let me enjoy my new flying freedom." Gregor was heartened. He saw a smile cross Kafka's face. He readied himself for his creator's benevolence. "Nice speech, especially for a bug like you," Kafka said. "But I need you so I can finish my story. Get back in that bed now." With that, Kafka grabbed his manuscript, swinging again and again at the insect, hellishly, unendingly, and desperately trying to smash happy Gregor Samsa to bits.